AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to today's AI Roundup. Six items on the slate, but start with a big signal. X Square Robot closed a four-round run to a Series C worth RMB $20 billion. Investors are treating embodied AI like a core stack play now, not just niche hardware experiments. The open question is whether a Shenzhen startup can marry robotics, software, and supply chains at scale.
That financing momentum matters because it shifts expectations. Backers expect platform roadmaps, software monetization, and repeatable deployments. The technical hurdle isn't only locomotion or perception, it's integration into enterprise stacks, safety validation, and long-term service economics.
Over at Meta, leadership conceded agent progress has been slower than hoped. Zuckerberg paired that candid tone with a big people reshuffle. Thousands laid off and thousands moved into AI roles, signaling a reset from hype to measured product discipline.
That reset is a useful reality check on the replace people with AI mantra. Building reliable agents means defining clear tasks, evaluation metrics, and human handoffs. Without that, reassignments can look like theater instead of product engineering.
Then there's Jersey Mike's. Their S1 name checks AI more than two dozen times. This isn't just PR. Public filings are becoming a battleground for aspiration versus evidence. Investors should ask for specificity, not slogans.
Exactly. When a non-tech brand talks AI repeatedly, readers should look for budgets, vendor ties, rollout timelines, and measurable KPIs. Buzzword frequency is less informative than where the company is actually investing and why.
On compute strategy, Anthropic's talks with Samsung add a new wrinkle. Custom silicon is being considered even as Google, Amazon, and Nvidia remain central. It's a sign the multi-vendor approach has both reach and limits.
Custom chips can lower cost and latency for particular models, but they add procurement and ops complexity. For firms like Anthropic, the calculus is balancing performance gains against engineering fragmentation and long-term support.
AWS pushed another piece of the puzzle, deterministic sandboxes for multi-turn RL in SageMaker. The recommendation is simple. Reduce environmental ambiguity with fixed schemas and seeded randomness to make agent training reproducible and debuggable.
Reproducibility accelerates iteration. If you can trace a failure to a deterministic environment, you fix model behavior faster and deploy with more confidence, crucial when agents interact with customers or control processes.
And sticking with AWS, Bedrock's approach to AI-written phishing reframes the problem. Treat it as content plus context and layer model scoring on top of existing mail authentication like SPF, DKIM, and DMARC.
That layered strategy is pragmatic. Don't treat AI phishing as just better grammar. Score messages from model origin signals and contextual anomalies, then combine with legacy filters to prioritize human review and automated quarantining.
If you step back, these items share a theme. Scaling AI isn't a single model breakthrough, it's an orchestration problem across hardware, software tooling, deployment practices, and governance. Each story is a different piece of that systems puzzle.
There are practical signals for founders and buyers alike. Investors now demand clear deployment plans. Enterprises must insist on reproducible benchmarks, and vendors will be judged by integration and operational support rather than just model claims.
So what should founders prioritize right now? Focus where long-term differentiation lives. Reliable integration with customer systems, measurable product outcomes, and partnerships that lower ops risk, not just headline model performance.
For engineering teams, the tactical checklist is short. Enforce deterministic training rigs for multi-turn behaviors, diversify compute suppliers prudently, and bake security layers into messaging and access flows from day one.
Here's a quick synthesis. AI maturity is less about isolated breakthroughs and more about orchestration, aligning compute choices, reproducible tooling, real-world metrics, and governance so models actually deliver value in production.
That's our round for July 3rd. Thanks for listening. We'll keep tracking where funding, compute strategy, agent realism, and security intersect next week. Same time, next update.
AI News by Conjero.